It's similar to a donut, but it wouldn't be as, it wouldn't be as, you put your syrup on and it's out, just pour it on, you know, and eat it out of it.
Okay, what about something you might make out of batter and eat in the morning with syrup and stuff on it?
We call them flapjacks and batter cakes. And I don't know what it's different names for them. You all eat them with, you know, butter and syrup. Used to all that stuff, but all this gone by days now, it's played out.
Yeah.
People don't make them like they used to.
Yep.
We used to cook little batter cakes, not small, you know. And we used to cook them large, you know. Stack them up, them little ones are good.
Yeah, I like those myself.
You ever eat any honey with them? I take them honey. That's pretty good.
Usually with syrup.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, your home, they have honey bees up there, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Colonies of them.
Yeah.
There's lots of here.
Some people on the road where I live got some bees.
Yeah, that's right. We got a regular a prairie up here, you know, Melville, about 4 miles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My grandson, oldest, and he used to work with them. Yeah.
Hmm.
With the bees, and they'd have to cage them and rob them and lots of work.
Yeah. I like honey on some biscuits.
That's right.
That's what I like it on. Well, how about what if you're gonna eat something not at mealtime, but just when you was a kid and came home from school, might get you a little something to eat.
Well, you mean leftovers?
Yeah, or
intermission or recess, eh? Just depending what you got left over, you eat it, you know. Didn't have no lunch room, nothing like that, you know. You carried your lunch and then you get out of school at 3 o'clock, you'd be hungry when you got home. That's right.
Yeah.
I had dinner about 12 o'clock. You didn't carry a lunch then, and you waited till you got home, you was about to cave in. Coming out the top, yeah.
That's right. And what about for washing dishes? What kind of a cloth or something do you use to do that?
Well, you're talking about, we have a dish cloth, and used to have a drying cloth too. We don't use no drying cloth now. We just rinse them and put them in a rack, you know, and then dry yourself.
Yeah.
You just had to dry them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's when we didn't have no running water. You had to draw your water and stop bringing in the kitchen. And you got kitchen sinks, you know, you can, more convenient.
Yeah.
I know you got a double sink. Yeah, and I wash it in one end and rinse them in the other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wash and put them in that rinse water there, hot water too. Some put them on the rack and I'm dry. You know? Used to have to dry them. I'd say it was cloth, but they don't do that now.
Yeah, that's a lot more work.
Yeah, that's right.
How about coffee? You know, how'd you used to make it?
Coffee? Well, I use instant coffee most of the time. You know, you just have hot water and just put a teaspoonful of the